and then the other kind is fox squirrel. They're kind of reddish. And that's most of the kind that you see around here. You don't have to go very far down the street anyway. You see these squirrels running across the street. The town's full of them. And the reason we got so many squirrels, we got all these oak trees around here.
What about, do you have an animal that looks a little bit like a squirrel but doesn't climb trees and doesn't have that bushy tail?
Animal.
Where you see, it running around on the ground every once in a while?
You said it does not have a bushy tail?
I don't think so.
Well, not a weasel. Now, a weasel is a water animal. Weasels live in water.
Have you ever heard of anything called a ground squirrel?
Yeah, prairie dog, or ground squirrel. Prairie dogs are what they're called around most of the time. They live in the ground. They are ground squirrels, kind of. They're a member of the squirrel family. You go out in West Texas and the place is just full of them out there.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah, you go out there and they're all over the place. You call them ground squirrels. I mean, you call them ground squirrels or prairie dogs. And the reason you call them prairie dogs, they kind of bark at you. They do. They chatter at you. And they're all over the place out there in West Texas. And the poor things have a hard time. These rattlesnakes take after them, and a rattlesnake is small, and they'd go right in a prairie dog's hole. A prairie dog would have a hole in the ground and run around, and a rattlesnake would go right in the same hole the prairie dog goes in. And they finally catch up with them if they run them far enough. We've got coons around here. The proper word is a raccoon.
Okay.
I always call them coons. I wouldn't. Niggers and coons are
they're
about the same thing. A possum, same way. Possums, the proper way is opossum, but nobody calls them opossum. They just plain call them a possum. And let's see, coons and possums and.
What about that animal that gives off bad odor?
Oh, skunks.
You ever heard
polecat or skunk?
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Nasty bastards too. Woo!
Have you ever
it's
heard
sickening.
Of something like that but called a civet cat?
A civet cat is something else. It's not a skunk. It's more of a cat. I'm really not very familiar with a civet cat.
Does it give off if it gives off an odor?
I think so. I've heard of civet cats, but I've never even seen a civet cat. Now, I've seen skunks, I've seen no end of skunks. And, of course, a skunk is black and white. It's got a black fur with a white stripe on it. And they won't get out of your way. You can walk down the street and, not our road usually, on a country road, there'll be one right ahead of you and they'll just be ambling along and they're going rather slowly. And if you're not careful, you walk right up on them, and they just as soon cut loose on you as not.
Delightful, I'm sure.
They're very delightful. Personally, I shoot them if I'm out hunting anywhere. I don't want anything of them.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of skunks. Skunks have survived pretty well around here. And possums and coons and. we have beavers around here too, believe it or not, but they don't call them beavers, they call them something else.